Just one day after the Illinois Department of Public Health released its vaccine guidance for cold and flu season, people are speaking out about the struggles they've had trying to get a COVID-19 shot.
I was really surprised to kind of have pushback once we got to the pharmacy. It definitely was not what I was expecting.
Abby Hambright says earlier this month she made an appointment for her and her at-risk family to receive their flu and COVID shots at Walgreens, only to be denied the latter when they got there.
We were told by the tech that basically it was at the discretion of the pharmacist who was on duty whether or not they would give the COVID vaccine to people under 65.
Hambright says after some pushback, they were ultimately able to receive their COVID shots.
Had we not been getting our flu vaccine, we probably would have left and then we wouldn't have gotten it at all. So it was pretty concerning.
This all comes amid reports that pharmacies have been struggling to keep up with changing vaccine guidance at the state and federal level. There were no recommendations made by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services this fall, with officials saying it's a personal choice. To clear up confusion at local pharmacies, Illinois health officials recommended the vaccine on Tuesday for all children 6 months through 23 months, all adults 18 and older, as well as at-risk groups. The new guidance allows thousands of people who want a COVID shot to get one without having to prove they're at risk. A spokesperson with Walgreens says they saw the state's new information yesterday and that the COVID-19 vaccine is available at their pharmacies in accordance with state guidelines.